Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, one of the things that I like when we talk about and we get to go through different articles and things when we do our mental health in the news, but also when we do some of our interviews, you know, we had that great interview a couple of weeks ago with Bruce from, Bruce will, we have a great interview coming up with Dr. Bruce Cohen that will be, and he was from New Zealand, and then we did the interview with Ryan Anderson from Australia. Right. But having the opportunity to talk to people from all around the world and read articles and information from all around the world, to see some of the similarities and differences in different areas of the world.
Who were we talking to? Was it somebody on one of our programs who said that? No, neurological diseases are less frequent in the Southern Hemisphere?
Right. Yeah, I don't know them.
We have to investigate that one.
Yeah.
But as we, you're right, as we talk to people from different parts of the world, we get these vastly different perspectives.
Yeah.
There are some similarities, we're all dealing with something, but in some areas, very different perspectives,
right.
And it's been really interesting to get these different perspectives.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, in one of the similarities is what brings us to our topic today, where we're going to talk a little bit about a article from, this is actually from a few months ago, from October 2016, but it was an article written in the Irish Examiner.
Which is a
it's a paper in Ireland, obviously.
Yes.
But it was talking, it was entitled Parents Harming Children's Ability to Cope, and it was written by a reporter, Noel Baker, and he was writing about talking about some of the statistics in the ISPCC, the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, and it was saying, first of all, the numbers that they talk about are pretty astounding. They receive between 1,000 and 1,200 calls per day.
Yeah, I thought I was misreading that at first, you know, when I first looked at it, and I thought, that's 7 per day?
They're per day.
And where are the calls coming from?
It said...
I mean, from children or from adults?
It didn't say, but I suppose it's from a variety of sources.
But they're about children, who are at risk.
Right.
For
cruelty.
For being treated badly.
Right. Mm-hmm. In 2015, the center... society received 422,000 calls,
which was astonishing.
And it makes me want to. I need to dig in now and figure out how many calls, you know, our child abuse hotline receives, you know, on an annual basis here in the United States. What it makes me think of is, given the size difference from between Ireland and the United States, our numbers must be tremendous.
Probably higher.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Considerably higher.
Proportionally higher too.
Yeah.
Right. I'm guessing.
Right. And so one of the things that was written in the article was the fact that many of the calls and investigations and what they found is that a lot of these children were not developing many of the skills that they need to cope with you know, sort of ordinary life stress and ordinary life pressure and issues and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started to create and look for this connection between parenting style and and some of these reports, and the opening line it says helicopter parents are affecting their children's ability to cope with problems, according to the director of services at the ISPCC.
And you know, we've talked about this so many times in our presentations and our books and our blogs, where you have to give children the opportunity to fail. You have to put them in circumstances so that they learn how to deal with success and failure. And here's yet another example, even from another country, of parents who apparently are so reluctant to have their kids fail. We have parents, I talk to parents all the time. I did a talk the other night, and a parent said, well, I just can't let them fail.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
And one of the things that was said in the interview, because the author did an interview with this director, is she said parents put themselves under too much pressure because they feel as though they're supposed to be the perfect parents.
Which means their child can never fail.
Right.
Or can never get hurt.
Right.
Or can never get injured.
Yeah.
Or can never experience disappointment.
Yeah.
Or can never fall short.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're a bad parent.
Right.
They define good parenting as this perfect,
right,
flawless, injury-free
everything
childhood.
Everything goes just right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I get, as a result, it appears from the article that the ISPCC has adjusted some of its things and is starting to work with young people based on the tenets of, and I love this, I am, I can, I have.
Right.
Sort of that tenet of, you know, I can do this, I can take responsibility.
You want children to develop.
Yeah.
Right.
So it focuses on the development of self-esteem, a sense of independence, and just being able to work for what they want instead of just being able, just getting
just
it.
Just providing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parental provisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so again, it's something that we've talked about many times, but the reason that we're really talking about it is that we often associate, especially helicopter parenting, but a lot of these types of parenting styles with, as though it's a uniquely American thing.
Right.
And here's a great example from another country. Mm-hmm. Certainly an industrialized Western country, but another country nonetheless that, is experiencing the same thing
and
the same consequences.
And I think it would be the same across cultures.
Mm-hmm.
That at about age 3 and about age 8 and about age 12 or 13, there's a reason that we have these religious ceremonies, for example,
that are
attached to these ages. And I think it's because it's a common experience. These are common experiences.
Right. Yeah. So, it calls for the need, again, for us to be very mindful of how we're parenting, the decisions that we're making regarding parenting, and just ensuring that we give our children the opportunities and the and situations where they can push their limits, where they can try things that they've never tried before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happened again this past week. I was working with a family, and the expectation is straight A's, and that's just the expectation. And you know, it's really difficult for parents sometimes to understand that if your kid's making straight A's, they're probably not being challenged enough.
Right.
You know,
And I'll bet they're not. I'll bet the child isn't unhappy.
Right.
I mean, if they're making straight A's, they're doing what they are asked to do.
Right.
That's not a bad thing.
Right.
Education is a lifelong process.
Right.
It doesn't have to happen every grade level, every grade. Okay. So it happens across a lifetime.
Yeah. So just be easy.
Easy. Ease up.
Be easy.
Ease up.
It'll be okay. You know, they're going to do well sometimes. They're going to struggle sometimes.
Right.
But you can't hover and protect and guide and do all of that all the time.
To engineer success, to engineer nothing, but if your goal is to engineer nothing but success, you're going to make these children vulnerable to preventing them. You are going to prevent them from developing the skills that they need to manage on their own.
Right. And I think that the one of the key points that's pointed out in this article, that I'll include the link in the show notes, but an important piece here is that many times that parenting style or our parenting style in general, it is more a factor of our own stress as parents than it is any particular need of the child.
Yep.
It's really, when we're stressed, it makes us want to control more.
Right.
And so, they were talking about at the ISPCC that one of the things that they do with the parents is they work really hard to relieve stress for the parents, so the parents can allow a little bit more discomfort by, again, allowing their child to fail a little bit or to push their boundaries some.
That's right. Push them a little bit harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so check out that article. It's a really
fascinating
fascinating topic. And again, just be mindful of your parenting style and what you're doing with your kids.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Very good.
So that's it for today. That was a nice, short, sweet thing.
To the point.
All right. So we'll be back next time. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.